All right, Greg. So today we're going to take a look at what exactly is it that makes Carson Wentz a pro-ready quarterback? Because that's one of the things that was thrown around about him in the pre-draft process. What is it that makes a quarterback pro-ready in your mind?
Well, what you like to see are traits when he plays in college that you know are needed at the NFL level. And one place you really like to start, there's a couple of places, obviously, but you really like to look at the red zone. And the red zone is a key place because the windows are tighter and you've got to do everything a little quicker and you've got to make really stick tight throws. And there's really no better example than this play right here. And ultimately, he's going to hit this receiver. It's a 3-by-1 set. It's closed to the left, but this is a wide receiver. And ultimately, what they're trying to do with this play is get a wide receiver on a linebacker. Okay, that's the design. But now what you have to make sure of when you take the snap is where he goes and where he goes. Because if they stay inside, that throw might not be there. So what we'll do is we'll clear it, Fran, and you can let it run just a little bit. And everything works perfectly. Go right here. Now, Carson Wentz, look at him. He's starting his delivery because what did he see? This guy turned to the sideline. This deeper safety turned to the sideline. So before you run it, he gets the matchup he wants. He gets his wide receiver running the inside seam against a linebacker. Now, just because he gets the matchup or mismatch, as we might say, this is still a very tight window throw. You have to have you-know-what to make this throw. This is in your DNA to make this throw. You don't just say, hey, make this throw. And watch where he puts it.
This is a turn and loose throw.
You have to be willing to make this throw. And in the red zone, you absolutely have to be willing to make this throw. And you can see this really clearly from this end zone angle, what a difficult throw this is. But also, you know what you can see? No hesitation whatsoever.
And there was pressure, too, on that play.
Yep. So that play, when you look at a quarterback and you try to transition a quarterback to the National Football League and you see a throw like that, you check the box and say, that's an NFL throw.
And one of the things that makes a throw an NFL throw is a tight window, and in some situations, a second window. And that's what we're going to see here.
Yeah.
This is going to be a double slant concept from North Dakota State
double
against
glance,
North Dakota.
Said.
There we go. So now we're going to see this second window throw here. Take us through
it's
what Carson wants to see.
It's a three-step drop. Boom. He's ready to throw right now. It's three-step drop timing. He wants to hit the outside slant. But you know what? He's got a defender sitting right there. So he's really not certain about this throw. So now when you clear the screen, what does he do? He waits, and he hits him in the second window. And by the way, he gets drilled as soon as he throws it because it's a three-step drop timing throw. But what this throw shows again, this is velocity. You have to have some juice on this throw. You can't just lay this in the middle of the field and the precise ball placement. This is another NFL-type throw.
And one of the best things about being a pro-ready quarterback, the ability to recognize coverage. And you see that. This is an NFL coverage here. Jacksonville State in the national championship game. You're going to see one of your favorite coverages, cover three, boundary lock.
So what that means is, to the boundary, this corner is playing man-to-man on the receiver. That's what we call the boundary lock. The rest to the field here is cover three. And where do you want to throw the ball against cover three, particularly to the field? It's the seam. You want to throw the ball right here, the seam area against cover three to the field. So what you're going to get here is Carson Wentz is going to drop back, take a peek to the right. He knows this coverage instantly, okay? And that's where the ball gets thrown. Where did we say? Right here. And really, in cover three, it's the outside corner who has to play, as we say, from two, the receiver who's number two, to one, the outside receiver. So you've got to beat this guy with your throw right in here. That's where you're looking to make this throw.
And you can see the placement. You see the timing. Also, feeling the rush again from Carson Wentz. Fits it in a window in cover three, beating zone coverage.
There's a lot of bodies right around that receiver. That's another NFL throw. And that's, as you said, that's an NFL coverage, cover three boundary lock.
And one of the best things about Carson Wentz, his ability to feel pressure in the pocket, navigate with bodies around him, and deliver the football downfield. And you see him go through progressions on this play on a vertical shot play.
Yeah, and that's, you're so right, because he initially looks to his left. He's going to come off the play fake. Look where his head is. He's looking right here. But you know what? He sees a safety sitting right here. He knows this is probably dead right now. So what happens now is you come off that. What's one of the key things that you look at when you study quarterbacks and evaluate them? How quickly they can eliminate what's not there. Because we see mistakes made when quarterbacks stay on what's not there too long. And you're mapping it out right here. This is the route concept. So what you're getting is he works from left, perfect. There you go. and he works from left to right, 1 to 2 to 3, and he ends up hitting 3 on the post on the back side. So what you're getting is it started out as a front side throw to the left and became a backside throw to the deep post for a touchdown. This is another great example of the kinds of things you look for when you look at a college quarterback and try to transition him to the National Football League.
Also, to the pocket movement, Greg. You see that as well in this play. Feeling the rush, watch him navigate, step up, calm.
And very subtle. Again, there's a perfect example. We spoke about this before, just subtle movement. You don't even really notice it, and if you're not really looking for it, it doesn't seem like he did anything, but he did. And that's so subtle, and that's the art of quarterbacking.
In today's game, it's very rare that you see a pro-ready quarterback come from the college ranks. He's got to get accustomed to the NFL speed coming from the FCS level. But you love to see some of these traits.
How you play.
Absolutely. You love seeing some of these traits from Eagles quarterback Carson Wentz.